Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, this is a fascinating story. One of the most famous boxers in the world, who fully threw his weight behind Donald Trump in 2024, just came out and said, "I can't stay silent. I may have voted for Trump, but this is too far." Now, Ryan Garcia's Mexican-American heritage is central to his public identity. If you've watched Garcia fight before, you'll see that he walks out with American and Mexican flags because he's proud of the duality that shaped not only his fan base, but also who he is. That's why it was really surprising seeing him come out for Donald Trump in the 2024 election. Now, I don't follow very closely, but I was following this specific case. Now, only 6 months, not even 6 months into Trump's second term, Ryan Garcia is pretty explicitly saying this is too far. And even he can thread the needle. Most Mexican Americans can thread the needle and say, if you came here illegally and you have committed a slew of crimes repeatedly over the course of a few years, then yeah, you get due process and you can get deported. But that's different than raiding nail salons or elementary schools or work sites or taking hardworking families. Or the most vile of it all is targeting people who are trying to go through the proper processes. So people who have a court date in 1 or 2 weeks and they have a lawyer and they're getting ready and they are preparing, and the Trump admin still intentionally targets these people. That is incredibly disgusting, and that is what we're saying needs to stop. We're not saying some Trende Aragua gang member should be able to like kick his feet up in Colorado, and Republicans keep trying to draw that narrative. So Ryan Garcia can even thread that needle. MAGA boxer Ryan Garcia slammed Donald Trump over his admin's aggressive immigration raids in Los Angeles. Can I please point out, this comes only about a week after Latinas for Trump co-founder criticizes President Trump's immigration arrests as unacceptable and inhumane. And very quickly, this is something that I found kind of chilling. A co-founder of the group Latinas for Trump came out and said, "This is just inhumane." Referring to Stephen Miller, the co-founder said, quote, "What we are witnessing are arbitrary measures to hunt down people who are complying with their immigration hearings, all driven by a Miller-like desire to satisfy a self-fabricated deportation goal." And that is Ileana Garcia, a representative, a MAGA representative and co-founder of Latinas for Trump. And one more time, I just want to repeat this. They are hunting people down who are already complying with their immigration hearings, which is incredibly vile. Quote, "This undermines the sense of fairness and justice that the American people value." Garcia's statement expressed solidarity with comments issued Friday by another Florida Republican, U.S. House member Maria Alvear Salazar. In a statement, Salazar said the Trump admin's policies had exposed thousands to deportation and seemed to disregard for the, quote, "duty to due process that every democracy must guarantee." And you know, there's a nuanced view. When people come out and begin to rebuke the Trump administration's policies, the response shouldn't immediately to say, "You're a dumbass. We told you so." I get the instinctive response to laugh. And I get that we've had a lot of laughs at certain stories, like Trump supporters getting burned or, you know, eaten by the leopards. But now is a very serious moment when rule of law is under attack and when people in power begin to realize that. When Ryan Garcia begins to realize that, I say we continue to show him the right way. We show him the truth. We show him that this authoritarianism translates into every single sector. I think that is much, much, much more effective than shouting people down and calling them idiots. If you agree, make sure you drop a like and subscribe. But let's read this post. Ryan Garcia began his post by saying, "I may have voted for Trump, but I can't stay silent about what's happening with ICE in LA. These aren't just, quote, illegals or statistics. They're people, hardworking immigrants, especially Mexicans, who pay taxes, raise families, build our communities, and are part of the people we love. Ripping them away from their homes is not just policy, it's pain. We can have borders without losing our humanity," which is what I was saying earlier. There is nuance. There is a needle to thread where you can say that there are proper processes to follow, but when people are following these processes and you still deport them, that's vile. Adam Kinzinger says, the betas will turn on you, but you are the moral one here. See, Adam Kinzinger is following what I said, where you embrace people who are beginning to see the light. Someone said, if only he'd said that he'd do this exactly. Trump promised that this is what he would do. So I think, what the F do you think mass deportations meant, dipshit? I understand the anger, for sure. Oh no, the consequences for your vote, says somebody. You voted for the removal of your own people. These are all great points, but I like how Adam Kinzinger was like, you're the moral one here. As people turn on you, don't forget how you feel. Because a lot of Trump supporters were turning on him. And when Trump supporters begin to act Puritan and push people out, then that's when we act with some empathy. Because remember, for years, Garcia was an outspoken supporter of Donald Trump. He publicly praised Trump as the best president ever. He's a dude who shadowboxed for him during a visit to Mar-a-Lago. He posted messages like, I love you, Donald Trump, on social media. And this was very notable because he's a huge part of the Latino community. He's a big figure. But now, I swear to God, we are starting to see a massive shift across the country regarding how Latino Americans view the Trump administration. A massive, massive shift. I just find it fascinating that in the course of 1 week, we have the co-founder for a group explicitly titled Latinas for Trump coming out and saying, this is not what we voted for. Remember, this is Ileana Garcia, different from the boxer Ryan Garcia. She said she's been with Trump through thick and thin and understood the need to remove the from the U.S. undocumented people who had committed crimes. But she criticized how federal authorities had arrested people at immigration courts across the country despite, quote, credible fear of persecution claims on behalf of the people deported as the Trump White House ramped up the mass deportations. And again, they are hunting people down who are already following the processes, and that is why Garcia broke ranks and said, I just can't do this. He's having the realization that his earlier support for Trump is at odds with his lived experiences of the communities and the values that he represents. The regret isn't just like some calculated political move. It's actually a personal, empathetic move rooted in his experience with immigrant families and a rejection of policies that he now views as inhumane. Now, I don't know how he missed this before. Maybe we could chalk it up to the media environment. Honestly, imagine being a dude who spends all your time boxing and partying and being a multimillionaire. You probably only see Trump as this businessman and random clips on your Instagram feed, and you don't know anything else about him. That's probably the extent of what Ryan Garcia knew about Donald Trump, but now he understands even further. And this is emblematic of a broader phenomenon. Many independent voters who voted for Trump or Republicans are now being confronted with the real-world consequences of the policies that they voted for and are being forced to reconsider their allegiances. And Ryan Garcia is a perfect example. That regret is just sharpened, is just enhanced by his own heritage and the visibility of the pain inflicted on the people like his grandparents and his fans. And I'm going to leave it at that. And really quickly, my relative recently turned 65, and we were shocked by the amount of scam Medicare calls, shady flyers, misleading ads, you name it, that she was flooded by. It was overwhelming, and that's how they design it. If they can design the system in a confusing way, brokers can then steer you into confusing plans that make them more money. I mean, the DOJ just sued three of the biggest brokers in the country, allegedly for doing exactly that. That's why I recommend Chapter. They're the only national Medicare advisor that searches every single plan and gives you clear, honest guidance. No steering, no pressure, just a trusted advocate for you, not the insurance companies. And listen, the call is free, the advice is unbiased, and the average person working with Chapter saves $1,100. That's $1,100. So whether you turn 65, you're already on Medicare, or you're about to turn 65, don't go at it alone. Call 706-312-8635 or click the link below. Again, that is 706-312-8635. It's free, it's simple, it could save you thousands. And thank you to Chapter for making these videos possible.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.